In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of Saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Volume 16, November 24th, 1923. The little ones are more attentive in listening to me because they don't have their minds filled with other things as they are as if ignorant of all. They are as if ignorant of all. So here, you look at the youth today and they've got their ears plugged in to something. And they're playing games on their little iPods or whatever. This is what the devil wants. To be little, you have nothing in your brain. And the quietness, the stillness is what we have to give back to the youth. To be still, to be quiet in the Lord is a beautiful thing. And what happens is as you teach them the round of creation and the round of redemption, what happens is they live heaven on earth. They begin to play with God. They begin to play with all the things that are around them. You ask them to do the round of creation, and what happens is their minds can absorb much quicker this life that for us, sometimes it seems so far away. The little ones are more attentive. You point to the Eucharist to a little one and says, "That is Jesus. That's Jesus. That's Jesus." That's what the youth say. That's what the little ones say. When God says, "I want to give you this gift of the divine will," the little ones say, "Fiat, I want this gift." So again, when you have all the other things that are going on in your brain, a lot of things can't be given to us. But when we have this littleness, how great it is. So may the Virgin, this is with John Paul II, may the Virgin Mary, who is the mother of the church, also be the mother of the church of the home. Thanks to Our Lady's motherly aid, may each Christian family really become a little church in which the mystery of the Church of Christ is mirrored and given new life. May Our Lady, the handmaid of the Lord, be an example of humble, generous acceptance of the will of God. May Our Lady, the sorrowful mother at the foot of the cross, comfort the suffering and dry the tears of those in distress because of the difficulties of their families. Being little means remaining newborn. Volume 19. Louisa, do you want to know why? The reason I called you, Louisa, the little newborn? Newborn means being in the act of receiving birth. And since you are to be born again in every act of my will, and furthermore, since my will wants to be repaid from all the oppositions of the human wills, I want to call you, Louisa, in my volition to make you, Louisa, reborn for as many human wills as are opposed mine. Therefore, it is necessary to keep you, Louisa, always as a newborn. So here, Louisa's redoing everything of everyone. We have to, again, get a glimpse of who she is. The key to live in this family life is faith, pure, stable, disinterested, which leads to the possession of God. The humility which brings the awareness of our nothingness before God and before man. Volume 3, January 31st, 1900. What is the passport to enter the kingdom of grace? It is humility. Through humility, by always looking at our nothingness and seeing that she is nothing but dust or wind, the soul will place all her trust in grace, so much so as to make of her her master. So here, God wants us to know that we're nothing, you know. And what's been taught over the years is, "I am somebody." No, you're not. You're nothing. "I am a great artist." No, you're not. You're nothing. "I am a great musician." No, you're not. You're nothing. "I am a great teacher." No, you're not. You're nothing. You know, if you have any qualities, it's because of an angel. If you're musically inclined, you have been graced with an angel. If you are good at math, you've been graced by an angel. We are nothing. God gives us gifts. If you know how to dance, you have a dancing angel. It's not you. You know, they talk about the muse. It's the angels. The angels help us. And what sometimes happens is people are possessed not by angels, and they have a demonic source. So again, what once we understand we are nothing, and Hollywood keeps on saying how great they are. Give me this award, give me that award, pat me on the back, tell me how great I am, tell me how... No, we are nothing. God is holy. God is good. God deserves to be adored, loved, praised, thanked, glorified. God deserves to be worshipped. So we got to get back on the right track. We are nothing. God is everything. And grace, taking dominion over the soul, leads the soul along the path of all virtues, making her reach the supreme summit of the of perfection. Volume 4, December 24th, 1902. My daughter, the one who believes in himself to be something before me and before men is worth nothing. One who believes himself to be nothing is worth everything. First before me, because if he does something, he does not think he does it because he can do it, having the strength and capacity, but rather because he receives from God the grace, the helps, the lights, and therefore, these are the saints, these are the angels. It can be said that he does it by virtue of divine power, an angel, and one who has divine power, this angel, with him, is already worth everything. Okay, so I remember I did a painting it was an 8-foot painting of the ascension of Jesus over Jerusalem, and I started with the top half, drew it all, drew the top half, and from 1/3 of it down, it was absolute. Because I asked, Holy Angels of God, help me paint. Holy Angels of God, help me. Holy Angels of God, the whole time, and I got down to 1/3, and I went, this is pretty darn good. Look what I just did. This is great. I'm really tremendous. So then I painted the next third, and I stood back and I go, oh my God, that's the worst thing in the world. So I said, holy angels, come with me. So I painted the last third. So now when you look at the painting, it was, it was like the middle was horrible. And that's what everybody could see. Nobody could see the top or the bottom. They looked at the middle and they went, we are nothing. You know, and when we think we're good, like you're worth nothing. Again, if you call upon God, recognizing if you want to, whatever you do, call upon the Lord. Whatever you do, calm divine will. Whatever you're doing, skating, calm divine will, skate in my skating. Whatever you're doing, you receive the grace, the helps, the light. Come, Louisa, come with me. You know, it's always calling upon Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Second, before men, because they are acting by virtue of divine power, making him operate in a completely different way, he does nothing but sends forth light of the divine power he contains within himself in such a way that the most perverted ones, without wanting it, feel the strength of this light and submit to his volition. And here is how he is worth everything also before men. So, again, God is going to use you when you surrender to him. If you don't surrender him, all you have is misery. All you have is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. So if we want to get on the right track, this is why Louisa is so great. Go to Louisa. If you're having trouble, pick up the volume, any volume, and read. Just sit down and read. Say, Lord, help me. And just read. If you have the letters of Louisa, go to the letters of Louisa. Find one that jumps out at you. And just say, help me, Louisa. And she'll teach you. She'll right there. And people have told me over and over again that when everything's falling apart, they pick up any of the volumes, start reading, and it's heaven. Why? Because it is. It's heaven on earth. Volume 11, March 21st, 1913. Many times, satisfaction, self-esteem, ego, and all that is human fatten the air of the soul, and I am forced to send the soul the wind of coldness, the wind of temptation, the wind of aridity, the wind of slander, so that these winds may cleanse the air of his soul, purify the soul, and bring the soul back to her nothingness. So when you think you're pretty darn good, you're going to hit bottom. Nothingness opens the door to all, to God, and the all makes many fragrant breezes blow, so that the soul, in her mouth open, may swallow the air, remain sanctified by it. God chooses whomever he wants. He calls, he invites, and if the soul is disposed, he uses their free will to renounce her own human will, which is the cause of all evils, and to orient her freedom toward his most holy divine will. She has solved the problems of her own sanctity and of her life, therefore becoming apostle, this is great, apostle of the kingdom and also a pillar of the family of Louisa. Think this is astonishing. An apostle of the kingdom and a pillar of the family of Louisa. We have to understand that the only thing that's going to remain, Jesus tells us this, is the souls living in the divine will. Everything else has to go. It can't stay here. When that fire from heaven comes, everything has to go. The only thing that's going to stand is this family of Louisa. This pillar is going to stand. And what will come from that pillar? What's above a pillar? Beautiful foundations. You know, this is what God's got planned. He's going to build his kingdom. And he's asking us to become not only apostle of the kingdom, but also a pillar of the family of Louisa. Volume 2, September 21st, 1919. Excuse me, 1899. My life was necessary for the salvation of the peoples, and since I could not continue it on earth, I chose whom I pleased in order to continue it within them, so as to continue the salvation of peoples. In this family of Louisa, littleness is indispensable, and this is even in our name, the little children of the most holy divine will. In order to be little, one needs to empty oneself, and God will fill the soul with the divine will. I mean, it's God who does this. God says, again, Mary said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. We say, fiat voluntas tua. And God says, okay, get out of my way. Now, that's the thing. I was talking to this nun last week or the week before, and she was talking to God, I've got this negativity. I got this negativity. I got this negativity. How can I do this? There's negativity in my family. There's negativity in the community. There's negatives in the church. There's negatives in the world. There's negatives in the government. She's complaining to Jesus, and Jesus said, watch what I do. And he put his right hand straight down. He says, what do you see with that negativity? She says, it's positive. See, God will make the minus a positive. And then he says, watch. And he picks up that positive, and from it, a cross develops, and he sticks it into the ground. And he says, I now claim this negative, which is positive, for my kingdom, and I'm forming my kingdom now. But what he said before, he said, what do you see? And she says, I see these negatives. And he said very clearly, get out of my way. Let me do it. See, that's our God. God does this. Get out of my way. Let me bring out of that negative in your family, in your friends, in your neighbors, in your coworkers, in your parishioners, I will make a positive, and I will claim it. Through your voice, I will claim it, and my kingdom will start here. Let's look at the negatives. God wants them to turn into positives, and he's going to do that if we get out of the way. Yeah. Now, when we're in the way, we're complaining like this nun, complaining. God says, I want this to stop. Watch what I am going to do. See, God, he produces miracles. And every negative in your life, God is going to make a positive. Everything negative in the government, God is going to make positive. But what does he ask you to do? To claim it for the kingdom. So what this nun did was she claimed the Pentagon, she claimed the White House, she claimed the House of Representatives, she claimed everything. I claim it for Jesus. I claim it for Jesus. And I can guarantee you that that's our job, to repair, to redo, to restore. Great things are right around the corner, and God is going to do that through the little souls, the little children of the Holy Divine Will. as long as we get out of the way. Okay, so it says here, in order to be little ones, we need to empty of ourselves of ourselves so that God will fill the soul with the divine will. Volume 30, April 30th, 1932. This gift was given to man in the beginning of his creation, but ungrateful, Adam threw it back to us, trying God, by doing his own human will. Now that he disposes himself to do our will, he is preparing himself to receive again this great gift, so great and so infinite. This is where we are. We're on the verge of receiving the fulfillment of the divine of the Our Father. So look at the negatives, give them to God, he's going to make them positive, and right there he's going to form his cross in the ground, claiming it for the kingdom, and right there is where he's going to begin his kingdom. Don't be overwhelmed by the negative. That's the evil one. Oh, you're terrible, you're bad, you're awful, you're... Get out. I give this to Jesus. I claim it for Jesus. He's my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, my God, my all. He is going to do this. And that's what's so beautiful. God, you wait till you see what God's going to do. This is the fundamental aspect that fills and strengthens the words family of Louisa. If we cultivate our littleness, our humility, our nothingness, the lady obedience, as Louisa calls it, we will become stronger in the spirit and we will enjoy our littleness with the greatness of God. The little ones delight when they are in the arms of their parents, while they try to run away from those arms when they grow up. The same thing happens with our Heavenly Father. Pride swells, producing the illness of the soul, pushing us away from God. Little by little, the littleness purifies the spirit, freeing and placing it inside the heart of God the Father, because only to the little ones is it given to enter in the kingdom of heaven. That's where we have to be. And this also being on earth by growing in the light of the divine will. The gate of the kingdom of God is narrow, because it implies a sanctity through which personal purification to give to God the space to reign in us and we in him. See, the doorway to the kingdom is tiny. And you must become tiny to get in it. The door to the kingdom is for the humble, the little. That's why there's purgatory. If you think you're pretty darn good, you think, hey, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, I'm pretty good, I don't need to go to confession, I really never sinned, I'm pretty... You're not going to get into the kingdom. And you're going to spend a long time in purgatory, because you have to become so tiny that you can enter into the door of the kingdom. It's not for big people. It's for tiny, teeny, tiny souls. It is very important to cultivate and evaluate this aspect of the family of Louisa. Much trust, faith, and constancy are necessary. All this is obtained just by feeling little, by becoming little like babies, empty of human reason, empty of human will, and with a free will orientated toward the one God who gave that life as a gift. I am nothing. You, God, are everything. When you receive Jesus, I am nothing. You, God, are everything. When you come into church and genuflect, you are God. I am nothing. This is what God is asking. If you have any understanding, just look at some pictures from the Hubble telescope. At billions and billions of light years away. And then look at us. We're nothing. We're nothing. We're nothing. Yet God wants us to share in his divinity. He wants to give us everything. And that's what the divine will is. I love living in my nothingness, because then I can participate in the everything of God. To become nothing yet at the same time everything. This is phenomenal. Volume 13, December 3rd, 1921. Therefore, let me reign and give me full freedom. Let me reign as God. Give me full freedom as God in your life. The growing aspect of the family of Louisa is the constant yes, which takes life from the unity of the wills. This can be accomplished if each member is committed to knowing the spirit of the family of Louisa, the spirit which unites two wills, the will of man and the will of God, to make one will, one single will. This round, this exchange of wills is transmitted also through the members forming one way of life between God and neighbors. Really, God and our brothers and sisters. Again, we have to begin to see each other not as separate entities, but as one. You know, the old saying, you know, blood is thicker than water. This is even thicker than blood. This is what God wants. To really begin to see one another as true brothers and sisters with Louisa as our little mama. Volume 17, September 11th, 1924. My daughter, remember that I ask of you a yes in my will, and you, Louisa, pronounced it with all love. That yes still exists and holds its prime place in my unending will. Everything you, Louisa, do, think, and say is bound to that yes, which nothing can escape. And my will enjoys and makes feast in seeing a will of Louisa live in my most holy divine will. And I keep filling Louisa with new graces, making all of your acts divine acts. Wow. Making all of your acts divine acts. This is the greatest portent which exists between heaven and earth. This is the object most dear to me, that your acts become divine acts. Come, divine will, come breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, come beat in my heart beating. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Come, divine will, come reign in me. Come, divine will, drive in my driving. Come, divine will, listen in my listening. Come, divine will, gaze in my gazing. Come, divine will, come, reign in me. This is the object most dear to me. It is the greatest portent which exists between heaven and earth. The characteristics. The mercy of God invites all his children to live in his holy divine will, putting them in direct communication with God, because through God's direct intervention, the divine will and the human will can communicate. This means having a reciprocal exchange of life with the divine will, which gradually absorbs all the life of man. See, it's little by little. This divine sonship, it should be a small s, that starts from the heart of God the Father and becomes directly back to him as a return and answer to all that man has received. Volume 35, January 7th, 1938. See then how we, the triune God, find the refuge for our life in the one Louisa who lives in our divine will. We, triune God, do nothing other than exchange our lives continuously. Louisa gives us, the triune God, her life, and we, triune God, give her our divine life. In this exchange of life, we find the one who can receive our life, giving us her own, so that we can give of ourselves and do what we, God, want. We feel like God as we are. See, it's giving God the reign. He says, I am a king, but I have no children in the kingdom. So God becomes king. Therefore, living in our holy divine will serves us, triune God, as a refuge, a theater for our works, a refreshment of our love, and a return for the entire creation. The kingdom of the divine will cannot be complete on earth without a growing spiritual family of Louisa in the knowledge and in the diffusion of the writings of Louisa. So if you want this family, you have to know this, and you have to live it. Now, what is the diffusion? The diffusion, nobody wants these. I have people buying books and then giving them to people, and I find them and they find them in the garbage. Now, diffusion is for you. You read and you study and you put this into practice. This is for you, that that the divine will can reign. Therefore, I, Jesus, feel happy in your, Louisa's soul because I, Jesus, am in the midst of speaking heavens, speaking stars, speaking suns. But my happiness is doubled when you, Louisa, make the sacrifice of writing. We make the sacrifice of reading. Because I see that these speaking heavens will go out and their word will form new heavens that will bring the life of my divine fiat into the midst of souls. As you read, like I said, somebody in China begins to live in the divine will. As you read, somebody in Africa begins to live in the divine will. I remember Archbishop Gossati said to us in 1997, he says, what you have been doing is human. This must be done in a divine manner. And what does that mean? You have to live this. You have to live this, and it will be given to others. God is going to do this. Then we'll have it no longer be foreign to earth, because these speaking heavens will form the new celestial family upon earth. Their word will place the creator and creature in communication. The winds of these knowledges will place the secret joys and the most holy Trinity in common. And the creature becomes the owner of the divine sanctity, divine happiness, and all evils will disappear. And I will have the joy of seeing a soul happy, just as it came out of our creative hands. That's a promise of Jesus. As you begin to live this, all evils will disappear. Those aren't just pious words. That is a fact. Remember that negative is going to turn positive, and the kingdom's going to be formed there. Boom, right there. That, you wait till you see. You're not going to believe what God is going to do. Volume 25, December 29th, 1928. All the goods of the manifestations and knowledge of my divine fiat that, like a sacred deposit, I have deposited in you, Louisa, so that more than a splendid sun, it may shine in its innumerable ways to illuminate the whole entire world. Now, this was a volume that nobody saw until basically 1996. Okay? What's wonderful about this is exactly what St. Padre Pio said. St. Padre Pio said that Louisa will be a new sun, a second sun, that will give life and light to the whole world. As Padre Pio said, the light of Louisa will be known in the world and the church in the third millennium. This is what's coming. No, these words that Jesus said about Louisa, Padre Pio said, and are recorded. And I think of a second sun. That means as the sun sets at 6 p.m., another sun comes up in the east. There is no more darkness. That's what's coming. And nobody is aware of it yet. The Vatican is. And you hear of all the shuffling that's going on over there. You know, if you built your career on becoming a leader in the church, a political player, God is going to pull the rug out from everybody. He's got plans. And nobody's going to stand in his way. Nobody. This is great. My spiritual director said to me once, the only reason I'm in the church is for the sacraments. I know what goes on in the Vatican. The only reason I'm in the church is for the sacraments. Think about that. You know, there's a lot of corruption going on. But we have the sacraments. Thank God we have the sacraments. Only knowledge leads to possession. Volume 35, April 6, 1938. It is the knowledge that puts us, Triune God, on the way to the soul and prepares our place, forming the space in which to put our unheard of prodigies. It is knowledge that forms the eyes to be able to view and appreciate our divine wonders. One of the things that one of the titles of Louisa is Eyes Inside and Out. That's what Jesus gave to Louisa. Able to view and appreciate our divine wonders. That's in the book of Revelation, Eyes Inside and Out. There is no concordance of ideas, culture, dispositions. The relation with God and our brothers and sisters is dissolved, weakened, and the Our Father is more precisely on earth as it is in heaven, cannot be lived or fulfilled. If the relation with God and our brothers and sisters is dissolved or weakened, we have to have a relationship between one another that is so filled with love that, as that song says, they know we are Christians by our love, that you know you're living in the divine will by the love that we have for one another. See, we can't be separate entities anymore. We can't be, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. Goodbye. I'll see you in 3 months. That's not how... You're in the divine will? Brother, sister, God bless you. This is wonderful. It's great to be together. I mean, this is what Jesus is saying. If that's not there, the divine will cannot be lived or fulfilled. Volume 30, April 4th, 1932. It is true that, humanly speaking, the creature surrounded by evils as she is cannot conceive yet how to live in my most holy divine will and how its kingdom can be formed on earth. It is for her as if touching heaven with her finger, but what is impossible for men is possible to God. Responsibilities and commitments of the children of the family of Louisa. The family of Louisa's first task is to live with fidelity the reality of communion in a constant effort to develop an authentic community of brothers and sisters. The inner principle of that task, its permanent power, and its final goal is love. Without love, the family is not a community of persons, and in the same way, without love, the family cannot live, grow, and perfect itself in a community of persons. That's from the Pope. I mean, this is the new evangelization. The children of the family of Louisa live the exterior life, but never lose sight of the starting point, which is the interior life. Great and common responsibilities among all the children are, number one, to live the spirituality of Louisa. That's what Archbishop Pichieri says, to live it. Number two, to make a commitment to know the divine will well. Like I've mentioned before, what do you know in Volume 7 that Jesus told Louisa? What do you love in Volume 12 that Jesus taught Louisa? How about Volume 28? What do you know well that Jesus said to Louisa? Number three, to read the writings of Louisa, which is the only source of that knowledge of the divine will. No other place. No other place. Archbishop Pichieri says that. No one else has been given this responsibility but Louisa. Number four, to be disposed to live the spirituality always gradually and in its integrity. Little by little. Again, you can't swim across this lake just by desiring it. You gotta get in the water and you gotta swim. And you gotta practice. And you gotta learn. Number five, to be disposed and open more and more to the light that transmits this great good of gift of God, remaining always aware of our nothingness. We are nothing. God is everything. I give you my fiat. Let it be done to me as you say. Volume 30, April 30th, 1932. To live in our holy divine will is a gift which our magnanimity wants to give to the soul. And with this gift, the soul will feel transformed. I can guarantee you that. External activity connected to the divine, to the interior life. There are responsibilities involving the family of Louisa spread throughout the world. I mean, these are little families all over the world that God is forming. Everyone can cooperate in the family of Louisa, but we must always let the life of the divine will flow, untiring, untying heaven and earth involving all our brothers and sisters in God. Okay, again, we keep in mind this family that we're part of. For all those that are having difficulty right now, Lord, breathe in them. This represents the unity of the family life. See, it's to recognize that everyone is going through difficulties, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Everyone is. And they can't get through it alone. They need the life and the support of the family. Now, you're not going to get that in your own family. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. But in the family of Louisa, you will have it. So what Jesus is asking is that you really begin to pray for your brothers and sisters in the family of Louisa. To really begin to, you know, breathe, say to Jesus, say to the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, breathe in them, heal them, restore them, give them strength. Now, if you are going through something, in a little degree, they are too. So what God is asking is that you begin to really become a family. Every particular task of the family of Louisa is expressed in concrete of that fundamental mission. I can't even read. Therefore, we must go deeper into the unique riches of the family's mission and probe its contents, which are both manifold and unified. With love as its point of departure, the four general tasks of the family are, number one, forming a community of persons. Okay? This is exactly what God is looking for. Number two, serving life. Number three, participating in development of society. Number four, sharing the life and mission of the church. Again, these are things that you have to do. This is part of it. Where did this come from? John Paul II. The family of Louisa intends to walk along the ways of the world to spread the truths of the kingdom, and as it grows with the diffusion of that knowledge of the divine will, at the same time it must get stronger in the unity of all its members, near and far. Again, John Paul II. All is based on the life of prayer and the union of wills in God the Trinity. The rest comes by itself. To live in the divine will is more than an interior activity than an exterior one. We take the model of the Holy Family in Nazareth. The love that animates this interpersonal relationship of the different members of the family constitutes the interior strength that shapes and animates the family, communion, and community. To the extent which the Christian family accepts the gospel and matures in faith, it becomes an evangelization community. Let us listen to Paul VI. The family is like the church, and it ought to be a place where the gospel is transmitted and from which the gospel radiates. A family which is conscious of this mission, all the members evangelize and are evangelized. John Paul II. Okay, so now at the end of my, this is John Paul II. Now at the end of my pastoral message, which is intended to draw everyone's attention to the demanding yet fascinating role of the Christian family, I wish to invoke the protection of the Holy Family of Nazareth. Through God's mysterious designs, it was the family, in that family, that the Son of God spent long years of hidden life and is therefore the prototype and example for all Christian families. This is what Jesus has told us from the beginning. It was unique in the world in a life that passed in anonymity and silence in the little town in Palestine. It underwent trials of poverty, persecution, and exile. It glorified God in an incomparable, exalted, and pure way. And it will not fail to help Christian families indeed. All the families of the world to be faithful to the day-to-day duties, to bear the cares and tribulations of life, to be open and generous to the needs of others, to fulfill with joy the plan of God in their regard. Okay, so we can see that the Pope is supporting what Jesus told Louisa. Now you must know that for your mama, your dear and sweet Jesus, for Saint, this is from Jesus, I don't know what the date is on that. I must not have put it on there. The little house of Nazareth was a paradise. Being the eternal word, my dear son, this is from our lady, possessed the divine will within himself and his own virtue and the immense seas of light, of sanctity, of infinite joys and beauties reside in that little humanity. I possess the divine will by grace, Our Lady says, and even though I could not embrace immensity, I did, as did beloved Jesus, since Jesus was God and man, while I was always his finite creature, still, the divine fiat filled me so much as to form seas of light, seas of sanctity, seas of love, seas of beauty, seas of happiness. This light came from us, the love, and of the divine will can possess so great that St. Joseph remained eclipsed, inundated, and lived from our Jesus and Mary's reflection. Okay, this is from the Virgin Mary. Dear child, in this house, the kingdom of the divine will was a full force. Every little act of ours, working, starting with the fire, preparing the food, while animated by the supreme volition and were formed on the solidity of the sanctity of pure love. In this house of Nazareth, the kingdom of the divine will was formed in your mother and in the humanity of my son to make of it a gift for the human family when it would dispose itself to receive the good of this kingdom. Okay, so here we see very clearly that Our Lady knew that Our Lady is showing us that the little house of Nazareth, as the Pope has said, as Jesus has said, must be part of our family of Louisa. And again, you know how great this is, that this is the new evangelization that the Pope wants, that our Holy Father has talked to us about. And we have to understand that what God is going to do is going to astonish us. And it's not standing on the street corners. It's letting God reign in us on earth as it does in heaven. Come divine will. It's very simple. Come divine will. Come breathe in my breathing. When you were washing the dishes, I washed the dishes as Jesus and Mary did in the little house of Nazareth. As I sweep the floor, I want to sweep the floor as Jesus had married in the little house of Nazareth with Louisa. Whatever you're doing, you're beginning to live this life of the family of Louisa. It's all based on the family of Nazareth, and how great this is going to be for the world as we begin to live this. Volume 29. May 31st, 1931. My daughter Louisa, indeed the kingdom of my divine will has existed upon earth, and therefore there is the sure hope that the divine will will return again to its full force. It's going to happen. Our house of Nazareth was the true kingdom. However, we were without peoples. Now you must know that each creature in a kingdom is a kingdom. Therefore, one who lets the divine will reign within herself can be called a little kingdom of the supreme fiat. So she is a tiny little house of Nazareth that we have placed upon earth, and though little, since our will is in her reigning, heaven is not closed for her. She observes the same laws of the celestial fatherland. She loves the same love, feeds herself with the foods from up there, and is incorporated into the kingdom of the intermittable regions. So, no matter, again, wherever you are, when you begin your prayer with a prevening act in the morning, and then your actual acts throughout the day, you have the same laws of heaven. You have the same life of heaven. It's not close to you. It's not far from you. It's there. So, again, how happy we should be as we, whatever we're doing. You know, remember when Louisa sneezed and she said to Jesus, just keep it quiet. And she sneezed and the whole earth trembled. And God let that sneeze go through all the universe. And Louisa said, I thought you were going to keep me silent. I thought you weren't going to let anybody know. And Jesus says, watch when the trumpet blasts through you, Louisa. Watch. With the world, how the world will tremble. See, Louisa's bringing the kingdom. That's her job. And the world doesn't want Jesus, doesn't want the kingdom. And that's why it's going to tremble. It's going to shake. Because God says, I'm ready now. Now is the time that's coming. The number of my children who have been martyred through abortion, 3 per second, is going to stop. You know, a lot of things are going to happen very shortly. And what we have to do is we have to be on the winning side. We have to be warring against this. How? By living in the divine will. This is what God is asking of us. So we'll end there, and we'll be back. We'll do the chaplet. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Does anybody have one of those cards? Because my mind's a sieve of the... thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. This is awful small. Okay, hold on. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Do you have anybody got a bigger one than this? I really can't read this. Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. All right. You inspired Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. The ocean of mercy opened for us the whole world. O fount of life and fathomless divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gush forth from the hearts of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, 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 for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, 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 for the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the sake of his sorrowful passion. 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 Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We'll come back in 10 minutes.